What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're starting off with a question from a listener named Ryan.
Hello, my name is Ryan. Again, I'm calling. I'm 9 years old, and my What If question is, what if Mr. Eric interviewed Petey the Pirate?
Oh, Ryan, I am so relieved that that's your question, because I've been a little confused, frankly, to see that I am on a pirate ship right now.
You're welcome, Mr. Eric.
Hey, Petey. You know, I usually like to conduct the interviews from the safety of my studio.
Yeah, don't worry, you're perfectly safe here.
Petey, do you have any idea how many times I've been eaten in What If World? Usually by Kathunkel?
Yeah, don't worry about that. Kathunkel isn't even in this dimension.
We're in a different dimension?
That's right. We're in Pirate Universe.
Oh, so it's not a different dimension, just a different universe?
Your different universe, different dimension, same difference.
I'm not sure that's true.
Well, it's close enough for Pirate Universe. We play by our own rules here.
Okay, and you can promise there's no Kathunkel.
Nar, nar. Not every character exists in every dimension. If they did, then I'd be in Star Wars. I auditioned for them enough times.
You auditioned for Star Wars?
Well, I sent them many letters describing me Jedi skills.
Oh.
And what me Jedi catchphrase it'd be. Go Jed'em.
Go Jed'em?
Yeah, J-E-D.
Do Jedi have catchphrases?
No, but they should.
I'm not sure that's true.
You two should be getting to your questions. We've got choppy waters ahead.
Choppy waters?
Don't worry about that. Patrina the Pirate's the greatest captain who ever lived.
Oh, you flatter me, Petey.
Wait, are we headed somewhere? I do not want to be part of a what-if story again.
No, nothing like that. Hey, shouldn't we be getting to the first question?
Well, Ryan did share a number of questions, but we also have questions from other listeners you might want to hear.
Hello, my name is Aurora. I am 10 years old. So, my question is, what if Petey the Pirate and Petrina the Pirate sat down to play a game of checkers, but in the middle of it, they forgot who Potty the Pirate was, and they had to go on an adventure to find him?
You know, Aurora, that's a great question. You see, because this whole thing started when Petrina and I were sitting down to play a game of checkers.
Wait, what? What's happening? No flashbacks in an interview.
King me, Petey.
How about I queen ya instead?
Whatever. Just give me me extra piece, so I can finish dominating you at checkers.
Just then, Petey and Petrina realized that they had forgotten Potty the Pirate and had to go on an adventure to find him. Adventure? No, I did not agree to adventure.
But the primary piratey purpose of today is to continue this lovely interview.
We have barely started.
Storm's picking up. Better batten down the hatches.
Oh dear, Mr. Eric, would you mind helping me batten down the hatches?
I have no idea what that means.
I don't either. Whenever she says that, I just bang around on the ship for a while.
Okay.
Hatches battened, Petrina.
Good boys.
Petey, let's get back to one of Ryan's questions. He asks what your favorite thing is.
Not a tough question. I think it's gotta be me long, luscious, piratey locks.
Of hair?
Of course of hair. What else?
I don't know. I thought maybe you just might mean like a collection of nice locks, seeing as your hair is a little bit,
My hair's a little bit what, Mr. Eric?
No, I just mean, you know, as we get older, some people, our hair starts to thin. I mean, mine certainly is.
Oh, that's too bad for ye, Mr. Eric. I bet you wish you had hair like mine.
I have noticed that your hair is much longer and a different color than usual, too.
Is it? That's what if world for you, you know? Everybody's hair color can just change sometimes. Or be significantly longer than before.
Or have a waxy, wig-like texture.
You noticed that, are you? You know, the first wigs were, in fact, inspired by my beautiful hair. They thought it was so beautiful that they would try to impersonate it with fake hair that looked like my actual real hair that grows out of me head.
Okay, well, let's get a new question from Marcel.
My first name is Marcel, and I wanted to ask you, what if there was ghost pirates?
Yeah, so what if there were ghost pirates in What If World?
What do you mean, what if? Of course there are ghost pirates in What If World.
Oh, I didn't know.
Well, why do you think pirates are always burying their treasure?
You mean they bury their treasure for their own ghosts?
Can you think of any better reason to bury treasure that you're never gonna see again?
But can pirate ghosts use shovels?
Can pirate ghosts use shovels? Petrina, can pirate ghosts use shovels?
I'm sure we'll find out.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, nothing. Don't overthink it.
Even when I think about it very little, it seems to imply that we're going to meet pirate ghosts.
Or become pirate ghosts.
But I don't want to be a pirate ghost.
Oh, but with that red beard of yours, you'll fit right in.
Okay, me buckles. Hold on to something. The storm's upon us.
A storm? I live in LA. I don't even own a slicker.
Mr. Eric, don't you have more questions for me?
Okay, what do you do when you're not in an episode?
I sell houses and condominiums as my superhero alter ego, Peter the Realtor.
That's not really a superhero alter ego.
It isn't?
Well, it's normally more of a disguise, like a different personality, so you wouldn't share the same name.
It's not the same name. It's Peter the Realtor. We've only got the same middle name.
Your middle name's The?
It's a very common middle name in What If World.
I guess you're right.
Small hiccup, everyone. There's a kraken below us. But never you fear.
Why shouldn't we fear?
Oh, as long as you've battened down the hatches, our ship'll be just fine.
Oh.
You did batten down the hatches, didn't ya?
Oh, look. A pirate ship with unbattened hatches.
I'm sorry, I never realized that was a real thing.
Oh, no worries. The Kraken's just gonna slowly tear apart our ship. So just grab onto some driftwood and try to swim yourself to safety.
No.
Mr. Eric, this is all totally normal in Pirate Universe.
Then I don't think I like Pirate Universe very much. Who is that?
It is I, Krakthunkel, the Kraken of Pirate Universe.
Krakthunkel? You realize that sounds very much like a character from What If World.
That must be a coincidence. I'm a totally original squid monster.
You're not a squid-a-puss like a Thunkel.
Okay, well, Krakthunkel, I'm sorry I offended you, but whatever you do, just please don't eat me.
Yeah.
Oh, splendid. We've all been eaten together.
This must be where we're meant to find our missing friend.
What, really? You don't even remember who you're looking for or where they are? So you just hopped into a ship and sailed off into a storm and then got eaten by a kraken, and that's good news?
Oh, if it isn't my good friends, Petey and Patrina the Pirate.
Potty the Pirate?
In the flesh. Oh, that is until I'm slowly digested by this kraken.
There you are, Potty the Pirate. Oh, now that I see you, I remember you.
Great. So you found your friend?
Oh, but that's not all we found, Mr. Eric.
Being eaten by a kraken is very prestigious among pirate ghosts.
Yar, and it must mean there's some treasure here that Peter the Realtor can use to help build affordable housing for all to live in.
Oh, that's very noble, Petey.
I agree. What a good pirate.
Except that we're never going to escape this Kraken's belly.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I wouldn't worry. Old Petrina's gotten out of worse jams than this, including that time I got stuck in a jar of really terrible jam.
So how long does it take to get digested by a Kraken?
Oh, a dozen years or so.
Oh.
Yar, yar, we're just gonna be here a long, long time, so...
You wanna finish the interview?
Yes, please.
Now?
If you wouldn't mind.
Well, what else am I doing?
I mean, I wasn't gonna say it.
I'm glad you didn't say it. Okay, what is your favorite thing to eat?
Oh, I always love a good pot of Patty's secret spicy stew of secrets.
A secret spicy stew of secrets? How spicy is it?
Exactly as spicy as the spiciness of the secrets that are added.
Petey, what if that's our ticket out of here?
What do you mean?
If we add the most secretest secrets to this spicy stew, it might help us get out.
Why? Oh, well, too bad I don't have any spicy secrets.
Petey, I think there's one pretty spicy secret that you're keeping under your hat, if you catch my drift.
You can't catch a drift. You can only catch driftwood, Mr. Eric.
Well, then if you catch my driftwood, then I'm sure you can wiggle out a spicy secret.
Well, I'll start.
Thank you, Petrina.
I used to think I had to have a hook hand, so I bought one of those pretend ones and held on to it for 3 years.
Wow.
And my eye patch covers a perfectly good eye.
Wow, pirate ghost. Can't believe you're still committing to that.
And my ghostly parrot is just a kookaburra with painted feathers.
Oh, kookaburras are such cool birds. Okay, well, this is really embarrassing, but I can hardly ice skate or roller skate or rollerblade to save my life. And I'm afraid if I do, I'll hurt my wrist again.
That's a spicy secret. Thank you, Mr. Eric.
You're welcome, Potty. Do you have one to share? Yeah?
I make half me stews and saucepans rather than pots. Oh, the shame.
Oh, no, Potty. What a terrible secret. I'm sure the stew is gonna be spicy enough now.
Not spicy enough for a Kraken's tummy, no.
Well, Petey, unless you have any other harebrained ideas, I'm sure you can uncover a secret right off the top of your head.
Harebrained ideas, you see.
Oh, Petey.
I know. Let's get another question for Petey.
Hi, my name is Berkeley, and I live in Jacksonville, and I am 6 years old. And my question is, what if you had to live in space with space alien pirates?
What if you had to live in space with space alien pirates?
Yes.
That's a good question, Berkeley. I hope they answer it.
Okay.
Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Berkeley. I don't know how we're going to get all the way out of space.
Yarg, our pirate spaceship has an extra bedroom we're looking to sublet. Arg.
Well, is there room enough for me, Petrina, Patty, Mr. Eric, and a couple of pirate ghosts?
It'll be a tight squeeze, but we'll manage.
Could I come live in your pirate spaceship as well?
Sure, why not, Crackthunkle? The more the merrier.
Petey, no, wait, no.
Okay, as long as he's willing to share a bunk bed.
Naturally.
No, that's not natural. There's nothing naturally about any of this.
Hooray, we made it out to outer space. Presumably. Actually, can't see anything outside this Kraken's stomach, though.
Is it me, or is this stomach getting a lot tighter?
Sorry, I'm trying to squeeze into the top bunk.
Mr. Eric, you're squeezing a little close to me.
I'm sorry, I can't help it.
What's the hair?
Petey, I am so sorry.
Oh no! The stomach acids must have melted the roots of my hair while leaving the rest of it intact, so that it would slowly slide off my head as if it were a wig.
Petey, you know, many of our secrets aren't nearly as embarrassing as we think them to be.
It's not embarrassing. I'm not embarrassed.
I was coming to see how you're settling in. Wow, look at your head.
No, don't look at me.
It is beautiful.
No, you're making fun of me.
Take a look for yourself, Arg.
You know, you really have to work on your piratey talk, space alien pirates.
Petey, just look in the mirror.
Oh, it's not a mirror. The space alien made its skin reflective.
Work with me, people. I can only see the Kraken's stomach right now.
You're right. I am rather striking with me perfectly bald pirate head.
I meant those two antenna you have sticking straight up.
No, sorry, those are just my last two hairs. I used to use them for a comb over.
Oh, well, my opinion is irrelevant. As long as you love your own head, it is beautiful.
Hey, buddy, does that count as telling a secret as far as the stew's concerned?
Oh, that's right. Oh, but I think it spilled.
Oh, I could feel the spice right through my shoes.
That is some spicy secret, spicy stew of secrets.
You know, sometimes the only thing worse than getting eaten by a squid monster is getting spat out by one.
You know, this spaceship is rather nice.
If you know more space pirate aliens with rooms for rent, have them call Peter the Realtor. Here's me card.
This Peter the Realtor is wearing an awfully large wig.
Yar, must be some kind of superhero disguise.
Must be. Okay, Petey, I admit, I ended up having some fun.
Really, Mr. Eric?
No, I was shipwrecked, eaten, and I had the bottom bunk on the space alien pirate spaceship.
But at least you learned a lot about me and the mysterious Peter the Realtor.
And his increasingly elaborate wigs, yes.
Well, I had a blast. And I'd like to thank Ryan, Marcel, Berkeley, and Aurora for their questions.
Yes, thank you very much.
Before we go, Zachamedes has come to shout out Felix Gerardin, 9 years old, from Red Deer, Alberta, Canada. He likes soccer, math, reading, and his sister, Madda.
Short for Madeline.
Oh, and I want to woof woof for Eli, age 11. And Eli's sister, Violet.
Meow a big meow out for Charlotte, age 7, from Moosehead Lake in Maine. She loves climbing trees, playing outside in the snow, and playing with her sister, Gracie.
Oh, then there's Ava, from Creskill, New Jersey. She's 5 and a half, and she loves art and unicorns, and our little brother, Miles, who's 3.
Finally, we have Vivian Reeves, age 6. From Nashville, Tennessee. And I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who see your own beauty every time you look in the mirror. Or reflective space alien pirate skin. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
You're listening to the International Children's Arts Network. ICANN is a radio station dedicated to kids like you. On air and online at icannradio.org. There you can find coloring pages, activities, and a ton of informational blogs. That's icannradio.org.